I beg your indulgence. For those of you who haven't seen, at 8 o'clock this evening, our building is closing. We won't be able to get together to daven b'tzibur because we're facing a crisis on the outside. And I beg your indulgence as I share a couple of thoughts. To me, the power of tefillah b'tzibur is massive. I look forward to going to shul every day, no matter where I am, no matter what I do. Ask my wife. In my book, there's no such thing as a vacation if there's no opportunity for a minyan. And the reason for that is something that we've learned very clearly in the Gemara, where we know that ain't filoso shal adam nishmas. The tefillah of a person is heard best when he's me'urav im hatzibur. In fact, poskim of our generation have told us, if you have a choice between davening with more kavana at home, or to be me'urav im hatzibur, or to be involved in the tzibur, Sir Moshe Feinstein and others make it very clear, daven with the tzibur. There's a schus, there's a merit that comes from being b'tzibur. And even if it means your tefillah is just a slightly bit down, make it your business to daven b'tzibur. Quite honestly, how much kavana do we have when we daven alone? We try our best, but how much can we have compared to the power of nine others? I'm depending on you and you're depending on me. And we're all depending on one another when we raise our voices together. Yehei Shmei Rabba Mivarach. To offer the great name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so I'm broken as we leave our mikdash. I'm broken as I look at the Aron Kodesh behind me and the image of the Azara. I'm broken because I've been sitting and weighing decisions for the last couple of weeks. And it's gotten intensified again and again until the fateful decision was reached this afternoon by our Vod. And so I turn to the Vod and to you, because now is the time that as we walk out to go daven and then to go off in our own way, I wanted some guidance. And the place I found it was within our own community. I went back to an old shir, a kinnis tshuva, that was held in one of our shuls. And I found myself going back over and over the different topics that my fellow colleagues, the rabbis of our community, discussed at that time. The whole entire episode, the whole kinnis tshuva, surrounded one mishnah in Pirkei Avos. The Mishnah says, "Al shlosha devarim ha'olam omed." The world depends on three things. And what are the three things? Al ha-Torah, al ha-Avodah, al gmilos chasadim. And each one of my colleagues and Moreinu Harav Taitz seized on a different aspect of the Mishnah. And Rabbi Herman Shalita, at that moment in time, highlighted what exactly we do when we daven. Davening makes the world go round. The Torah tells us, "Bechosiach hasadeh terem yeh ba'aretz." Before there was any vegetation that grew from the ground, "Ki lo himtir Hashem al ha'aretz ve'adam ayin lavodes ha'adama." God had the world on ready, on standby, until Adam HaRishon was there to work the land. Says Rav Elia Lapian, God wasn't waiting for man to pull out his rake and to pull out his hoe. God was waiting for man to be ready to pray to God so that his raking, so that his hoeing, so that his planting and his watering would have purpose. Tefillah makes the world go round. Rabbi Herman turned to a Gemara in Avodah Zarah at that time. And he talked about two individuals, both of whom were on their deathbeds. Both were praying for their lives, just like we are right now. One individual davens bechavana, and so he saved. And the other one, the Gemara says, daven shelo bechavana. And so he wasn't. And at that moment in time, Rabbi Herman said, with all due respect, both davened. And by the way, how could the other person think about bothering to daven if you're not going to daven with kavana? What are we supposed to take away? What's the message? And how is it supposed to give us solace at this moment in time? Rabbi Herman suggested at that time, based on a Gemara we recently learned in Brachos, about Chizkiyahu HaMelech. It's a famous Gemara. Where Yishayahu HaNavi told Chizkiyahu HaMelech, your life is over. Your life is finished. You didn't listen to Hashem. Hashem has you sick. You too are on your deathbed. And Chizkiyahu HaMelech turned and told Yishayahu HaNavi, Afilu Cherev Chada Munachas. Even if a sharp sword is on the neck of an individual, Al Yitya'ish Min Arachamim. If a person davens, says Rabbi Herman, with the kavana, the belief, as if his life depends on it, that tefillah works. A person who turns around and davens, ki yitzbineni besuko biyom ra'a yastireni besesero halo, with the understanding that God hides us to save us from the difficult times. And he ends off with the tefillah of David HaMelech, Kavei el Hashem, chazak v'yamitz libecha. Put your trust in Hashem, it strengthens your heart. V'kavei el Hashem. Then you have nothing to give up on. And so lesson number one, that I think a person needs to take at this moment, a broken moment, is kavei el Hashem. Wherever we are headed, we have a responsibility to put our trust in the Ribono Shel Olam. We have our responsibility to daven now in a tzibur in absentia in a way that we've never davened before. Mori Virabi, Rav Shachter Shalita, has encouraged us to ask every person to get a siddur with the translation, to make it your business, to spend more time in davening. You're not in a rush. Start davening a little bit earlier and catch up and make it to Nates. You have a little more time. If you can't do that, find a time that we're davening somewhere in town. There's likely to be a tzibur in absentia somewhere. At least try to meet up with us so that our tefillah can be heard. Chazak v'yameitz libenu. Our hearts will be able to go together. Rabbi Bleicher at that time reminded us that we have a point in life to realize that Torah makes the world go round. Torah is that which keeps us going. It's not a sport that we can engage in when we have the time. There is no time without Torah. And so Rabbi Bleicher, and I believe he was quoting Rav Chaim Balezhiner, recommended very strongly that in these moments in time when we feel most distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's kicking us out of his house because of a flea, a bug, a virus. Now is the time for us to do some solid understanding of the other half of our couple, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. On fast days, we declare, Ki lo machshavosai machshavoseichem v'lo darcheichem d'rachai. My thoughts are not your thoughts, and your thoughts are not mine. Torah gives us the opportunity to learn to think like Hashem. So if you're not here every day to talk to Hashem with the crowd, to salute Him the way we salute Him when we daven with the tzibur, then we better double down our efforts to understand why. So Rabbi Bleicher said, the world depends on it. But I found myself going back to a comment in the Avos de Reb Nosson as well. Because I found myself feeling Rabbi Yeshua-like. The Gemara tells us, there's a weird comment in the Avos, the Reb Nasan Pamachas Haya Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai Yotzei Mirushalayim. There was a point in time where Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was walking out of Yerushalayim. Rabbi Yeshua, Holei Chacharav, his student, Rabbi Yeshua, the famous Rabbi Yeshua from the lucky ones who were there on the Seder night, he was walking behind their Rebbe, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. And Rabbi Yeshua looks out over Yerushalayim, destroyed, Charef. And he cries out and he says, Aylanu. He says, woe unto us, this is the place that we used to rendezvous with Hashem, we had our avoda here. And what's going to be with us? What's going to happen? And he broke out into tears. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai tried to comfort him. And he says, Yesh lanu kapara shi kemosa. There is another kapara that's like it. Like being able to serve. Like the opportunity to do avoda. And what is that kapara? What is that kapara that we have like it? Zuhi gemilos chasadim. The fact of the matter is that Rav Shmuel Maliver comments and says that when we talk about the kapara, we have to understand we as individuals grow when we reach out to do for other people. Rabbi Yeshua makes a declaration, what is it that we're going to find? Ani v'ho oshia. Now we've lost that place where we can't turn to God in His place together and say, God, save us, Anivaho! So where are we going to get it? And the answer is, we're going to learn from Him, Mahu Afanachnu. Just like God is Gomel Chasadim, we will be Gomel Chasadim. Just as God holds up the world, we will hold up the world. Just as God thinks about the Almana and the Yason, those who are down on their luck, those who may be shuttered in, we have to use this opportunity to find those who are shuttered in. Find that person who can't shop online because she doesn't know how to. Help that person who needs help because he can't put on tefillin on his own. Reach out to the person who just frankly doesn't have that much to do with other people. Talk to one another. Because this too is part of the remedy that helps us deal with the Churban, with the Yitziah from our Yushalayim Dima'at. We have a responsibility, Kivor Panachana Satalanu Hashem Elokeinu, Toras Chayim Be'avas Chesed, Utztaka V'racha V'rachamim. We have a responsibility to create a kapara using all of the steps, to go ahead and put our tefillah back in the map, so that when we come back in this room, as soon as possible, we come back to the situation of entering our Mikdash Ma'at with a renewed vigor and understanding of tefillah. I have to tell you, the spacing in this room has helped the concentration in this room. But to have a full room makes it more exciting. To have a full room of Kavana, halavai, we should get back there. I have to tell you that we can reach out further. Not just to chipper and chatter and tweet and twit about everything that's missing in our lives, but to grow within the process and to take the time out to really study what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. If we focus on Toras Chaim, Avas Chesed, Staka, Veracha, Verachamim, then as we walk out with a heavy heart, we will be able to declare Sason V'Simcha V'Nasyagon V'Anacha. Hopefully HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not only bring us back to where we are right now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help us go not only back to our Mikdash Ba'at, but Havienu L'Tzion Iro, B'mheira V'yameinu, V'sham Na'aseh L'fanav, as Kemitzuva Aleinu B'Sorasso, Al Yedei Moshe Avdo Mipichvodo, Ka'amor.